This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today underscored the moral responsibility of serving animals, urging veterinary professionals to remain committed to their training and purpose. Addressing the convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly this morning, the President emphasized the importance of accessible veterinary care in rural areas. President Murmu advocated for the regular organization of animal health fairs. She said these fairs should be conducted in villages to provide timely medical treatment to animals.
टेक्नोलॉजी और अन्य क्षेत्र की तरह पशु चिकित्सा और देखभाल में भी क्रांतिकारी परिवर्तन लाने की क्षमता रखती है। टेक्नोलॉजी के प्रयोग से देशभर के पशु चिकित्साओं को सशक्त बनाया जा सकता है। जीनोम एडिटिंग, एम्ब्रॉयडरी ट्रांसपोर्ट टेक्नोलॉजीज, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, बिग डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे टेक्नोलॉजी की प्रयोग से इस क्षेत्रों में क्रांतिकारी बदलाव ला जा सकते हैं।
After attending the event, President Draupadi Murmu will fly to Gorakhpur, where she will grace the inaugural convocation of AIIMS Gorakhpur and will confer medals upon meritorious students. Tomorrow, the President will inaugurate Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University. She will also inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Centre and lay the foundation stone for the girls' hostel at Mahayogi Gorakhnath University's Arogyadham campus in Sonbarsa. She will also visit the Gorakhnath temple on both days, where a special darshan and prasad ceremony has been scheduled. The Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is beginning today after a gap of 5 years. The pilgrimage, which was suspended in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this year the Yatra will be conducted via the Nathula Pass in Sikkim and the Lipulekh Pass in Uttarakhand. The Yatra is expected to continue through June, July and August, according to the Ministry of External Affairs. The pilgrimage holds a deep spiritual significance for Hindus, Jains and Buddhists, as Mount Kailash is considered the abode of Lord Shiva. The temporary suspension of the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand, imposed due to heavy rainfall, has been lifted today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey informed that district magistrates along the Yatra route have been instructed to regulate vehicular movement in their respective areas based on local weather conditions. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has led to a noticeable rise in the water levels of major rivers across the state. In the hill regions, more than 100 roads have been blocked due to landslides. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a 3-day official visit to the United States from today at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to participate in the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers meeting scheduled to be held tomorrow. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Quad grouping will focus on new proposals to advance a common vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Notably, this meeting will mark the first gathering of the Quad ministers following the Pahalgam attack. A high-powered business delegation from the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has arrived in Sri Lanka to strengthen bilateral trade and investment ties. The 15-member team is led by Sanjeev Puri, Chairman and MD of ITC Limited, an immediate past president of CII. The visit from June 29th to July 2nd follows the high-level business forum held during the Sri Lankan president's state visit to India. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jharkhand today and isolated heavy rainfall over Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till the 5th of July. According to IMD, similar conditions are going to prevail over Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbh today. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 0.3% down in forenoon trade today, dragged by realty, metal and private bank sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex lost 286 points to 83,773 and SE Nifty 50 dropped 77 points to 25,561 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.